At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? As you just heard me telling Ellen, and I am not picking on PennDOT. If the guys are listening and the women are listening, you guys have been kicking ass. I know very little about any of this stuff, but everything they've done has been top-notch. The communication process, the signage, the way they set up the detours, all this stuff has been amazing. I'm told that they're delaying this implosion, this bridge, by at least a day. Stuff happens, man. This is not an easy process. It just isn't. I saw some PennDOT folks saying they're worried about people trying to sneak up and watch this. Folks, get a life. Seriously. If your goal this week is to sneak and watch a bridge implode, get a life. Get a job. Do something. Consequential. Don't expose yourself or your family to danger. Stay the hell away. Anyway, looks like a delay by at least a day, but... I mean this. They've been kicking ass. They've been wonderful, PennDOT. In their lines of communication, oftentimes with bureaucracies, they suck, but not this case. They've done a hell of a job. I got a call, BS, on the mayor's office and the semantics of the lingo of public safety. The truth of the matter is that we have a problem at the pools. We have these derelicts, these teenagers, these thugs, these punks, these gangbangers, whatever the hell you want to call them, they go to the pools and they scare the hell out of people. They beat each other up. They beat other people up and people hate it. And same thing at Kenny Weird, same thing at Sandcastle. And what they've done, because they're smart, chaperone policy. You got to be this age. You got to have someone with you. You can't come in. Smart. Keeps the thugs out. And by the way, it does what America should do. Hold mom and dad responsible. Some adult. Anyway. Because if you don't, the punks went out. And what's been happening at the pools is these idiots, 100 at a time, go to a pool, start throwing people around. And the truth of the matter is, it scares the hell out of some. I ain't going there. I have men my age old who used to swim at the pools and won't go anymore because they get in there and there's a bunch of punk thug idiots creating havoc and scaring people. And so the truth of the matter is the cops, the city's had enough. And so now they have a chaperone policy. But the city doesn't want to call it that. Listen to this clip. Great stuff by my man Barry. Listen.
For the first time since COVID, the city of Pittsburgh has resurrected what it calls family swim. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, no unaccompanied children during those times.
Why are we not calling this specifically a chaperone policy?
Well, so our goal is to bring back family swim. Yeah. The city's always done it. We want to be family first. We believe every family should choose Pittsburgh to live. So I think a family approach from 5 to 7 allows us to do that.
Okay. This is why they're doing this. Listen, these idiots. They're at the pools kicking the crap out of each other. And listen, listen. This is last week.
I will be 3692 from now until 2000 hours for Sector 2 swimming pool details.
One more time. This is not a joke. It's now part of the cops detail.
I will 2,100 hours for Sector 2 swimming pool details.
We've had shootings at pools. Heck, they had to close a pool on the north side because there were too many drug deals. They've had fights at pools. They've had enough. And I really don't care what the mayor calls it. It's time to stop this idiocy and stop this madness and quit trying to put in this context of this Disneyland approach. This is the city taking on a problem that needs to be addressed. Moronic, idiotic, unsupervised teens raising hell at the pools. Just call it like you see it, ma'am. Under these circumstances, I would not take my kids to a city pool. I'm not fist fighting my way into the deep end. Not doing it. And there's no way in hell those poor lifeguards should be fist fighting at the pool. That's the issue. It's not about family fun day. This isn't a kumbaya moment. This isn't a hug it out chance. This is punks, thugs, derelicts, idiots, morons, whatever you want to call them. Patrick, with me. Patrick, over the last few years, we have reported a significant number of incidents at pools all over this town, have we not, sir?
We have, unfortunately.
And because of that, a lot of folks that reach out to us are afraid to go to the pools, are they not, Patrick?
They are. Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of violence at our city pools. It's ridiculous.
And this notion of calling it family swim is silly. It's stupid phraseology. When the end of the day, just be honest, we have these derelicts we got to get rid of, and we're holding adults responsible. Doesn't that make more sense, Patrick? Family swim. My butt.
It does. I mean, you got to do something, but you know, we're trying to dress it up and make it nicer.
Exactly. Family swim. Uh-huh. Whatever you want to call it, we're finally catching on. Kennywood's doing it. The water parks are doing it. Now the city must do it. If you don't have an adult who's responsible for you, you ain't coming in. Simple as that.
With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I Know a Guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call?
HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to HomeServe.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's HomeServe.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
To Patrick's point, he just sent me a brilliant text. So I guess we now have family hours at Market Square. Tomato, tomato, bro. You know, call it what you want, man. But we have decided to take this on. And I respect and admire the fact that the city's taking it. I don't care how the mayor wants to connotate it. I don't give a crap if she calls it daffodil hour. I don't care if he calls it let's all hug it out hour. Just keep the morons out of the pools. That's it. Keep the idiots out of Market Square. That's it. Keep the losers out of Kennywood, Sandcastle. That's it. Here's what I respect and admire about all these efforts. Finally, public entities and private entities, profit and nonprofit, have said, screw this. We're not going to take it anymore. And at the end of the day, it's the only way. And here's the other thing they're doing, Patrick, and I admire this too. We always talk about adults taking responsibility. This is the way to do it. If you come to these pools and you ain't got no adult with you, you ain't swimming. If you come to Market Square and you ain't got no adult with you, you ain't eating. If you come to Kenny Weird or Sandcastle and you ain't got no adult with you, you ain't playing. Finally, Patrick, they're doing what we've said from day one. Bring an adult now, right? Right?
Yep, finally. And, you know, this is the solution we've been talking about for a long time.
It's obvious. And there's only, it's all political. And the wording doesn't mean squat to me. Call it Family Fun Day. I don't give a crap. Just stop this idiocy. Because there's no way you should be sitting in your house in the morning with your mom and your mom saying, man, I'm afraid to go to the pool. There's a reporter in town that I've known for more than 20 years who made an effort to go swimming at the Highland Park pool. The last time he was there last summer, he was in the locker room and was surrounded by these morons and was intimidated and threatened and said, that's it. So a guy's in his 60s who's been swimming since he was 5 is now afraid. And by the way, I get it, Patrick. I have no interest in confronting a gang full of teens at a swimming pool. Do you, Patrick?
No, absolutely not. And if that's the environment, I'm not going.
And I have no interest in my kids worrying about whether they're going to be a fist fight at a pool. Do you, Patrick?
No, I love this idea of family hours. My pool growing up did this every night from 5 to 7. I didn't think about it then because we didn't have fights and things that it's broke out, but it makes sense.
Hey, Trevin, your take, brother, on the whole notion of having a chaperone, an adult, whatever the hell you want to call it. Good idea or bad idea, brother?
It's cool with me.
Yeah.
And as I said, it always takes a community. Like, it takes a village. It really does. It does. Literally takes a village. So if you're listening, and I said this before, get out and get involved.
Yep.
I mean, don't sit at home, as you said, and complain. And I get it. Even if especially our demographic.
Yep.
We are the elders.
It's true.
So to speak. So it's, we can teach and we can pay it forward. But to sit at home and hold all that energy and all that knowledge and all the ways that you can show to nurture the young ones to do things differently. If you're sitting at home and keeping that to yourself, it's a waste. Get out, get involved.
To his point, and I've heard this, that more and more adults are showing up at these pools, was supposed to have these takeovers. and adults are saying, we ain't putting up with this. To your point, Trevin, quit talking about it. Help to fix it, right? Right?
Most definitely. And if I can, Marty, I don't know if you guys saw it, but over the weekend, I have to shout out to Homewood because I did see where on social media, the adults were saying, hey, they're supposed to have some type of takeover. Okay, that's cool. Let's go down here and show these young people how we roll. Let's go down here. Let's take some food. Let's
it's
sit
true.
Down. Let's take some games.
It's true.
Let's take some snacks. Let's get it out there. Get involved. Show them that this is our pool. And yes, you're welcome, but there's a way to handle it. And we're going to show you how to handle it. So I loved that when I saw that over the weekend. So
and
I don't know what
right.
transpired, but I loved it.
And listen to this. There are good things happening at these pools. Listen, this is actually really cute.
Clear of MCV on paperwork. Shall we go around to Blueville Pool for a pool check?
5-10 days. 5-10.
Yeah, just know there's going to be about approximately 40 juveniles here from a ministry, so we're going to be code 4.
So why that's beautiful? So the cops are called to a pool for a takeover. Yeah, I was taken over by Jesus. These kids from a ministry were preaching Jesus and were singing and dancing and preaching Jesus. No fighting, no fussing, just Jesus. I actually love that. They were fixing to head into a fight and they found Jesus taking over the pool. You like that? I like it.
Love it.
Anytime you can take your kid's mind off of mindless crap to get themselves in trouble and focus them on something that makes them smile. And this made the cops smile. They're headed over to a pool, expecting a takeover and a brawl, and they got kids preaching Jesus. Kind of sweet. Call it what you want. In my world, I don't care what the mayor calls it. Family day, family swim, hug it out, we love you. Hand everybody a daisy. I don't care. You're making adults take responsibility for their kids. And friends, that is the focus. That is the root of, that's the basis of everything in America that is broken down. Don't blame the cops. Don't blame big government. Don't blame the mayor. Don't blame the governor, the president. Once the American family started to disintegrate, America followed suit. And when we decide that teens can take over, it's time for adults to stand up and take it back. As Trevin just said, they did it in Homewood. That friggin' pool is gorgeous. And the adults out there want to keep it that way. And I love this. Absolutely love it.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
I reached out to Giant Eagle folks this morning because I figured they'd want to hear about this. Look, there are a lot of folks in need and a lot of folks that panhandle, okay? In some places, the panhandling is very aggressive. I've seen it on numerous occasions downtown. It's intimidating. It's frightening to some folks. And it's unacceptable behavior. It has apparently moved into another element of our city, and that is inside the stores, where aggressive panhandlers are now literally walking in the stores, asking, nudging, pushing you, consumers, to buy their stuff for them, and being very aggressive about it, and persuasive about it, and annoying as hell about it. How do I know this? Trevin, my brother, saw it happen firsthand. He's a big man. He has a big, powerful presence. He doesn't take crap, but he's also very kind and engaging. And when he brought me this story this morning, I had to reach out to Giant Eagle about this scenario. Trevin, lay out what happened.
Yes, sir. I don't know how big I am, but and I wasn't intimidated or anything like that. But what happened was simply I went to pick up groceries and I'm walking around the store and I have a cart. And a gentleman walks up to me and shows me two products.
Which store?
It's Giant Eagle.
Where?
On the north side.
Okay.
So he holds up two products and nudges, like, looks at my basket, like, let me put it in your basket. And I was like, no, bro, I can't help you right now. So I kept it moving, which was cool. And I didn't think anything about it.
So hold on. So my man, describe him for us, please.
Well, he's about, I don't know, about 5'11". He's black. I mean, he's a brother. And... He wasn't disheveled.
No.
And I don't know if
he wasn't manic or annoying.
No,
or,
not at all. He wasn't threatening.
No.
Like, he didn't threaten at all. He just walked up to me like, yo, can I put this in your bag? And he didn't really say anything. He just looked at me and nudged and held it up and then looked at my basket. And I'm like, no, I can't.
So he wanted you to buy the things he had in his arms.
Correct. I only know that because of this. After I finished, I was walking up to the checkout counters. And I saw the same gentleman moving from customer to customer in the checkout line. And when I came in this morning, I just shared it with you and Patrick. Like, man, you won't believe what happened to me. Like, it just blew me away. The only thing that really took me out of myself, and when I say that, like, it just, a lot of things don't bother me. But that kind of caught me off guard because I saw the same person going to each line as I was ready to check out.
So my man was working the store.
From what I could see, yes.
He was going from checkout line to checkout line trying to get customers to buy his stuff. Yeah?
He did the same thing that he did to me. He held it up. He would nudge someone or stand behind someone, and he would hold it up. And then when they, I guess, responded with a no or shook their head or anything like that, I never saw anybody get disturbed or annoyed or scared. They just, like, ignored him or said no, and then he just left. Like, he just walked. But he went to at least two lines before he actually walked away. And again, that just caught me off guard because I'm looking up, and I didn't expect that. And again, I didn't feel threatened. I'm not trying to say it was a scary situation, but it just caught me off guard.
You know, it's fascinating, this whole scenario. Giant Eagle, every single big box store in America has this massive problem with shrink. Massive. In fact, there are times when Target has reported $700 million in theft. There is a significant amount of theft from that particular store on the north side. And I find it intriguing, and I'm not suggesting the guy should have stolen this. Two things jump out at me, Trevin. Number one, that he made it kind of sort of public and worked every aisle, did he not?
At least two. And again, he wasn't threatening with it, and he looked like somebody that may have needed some help. And man, as I always say, I look at the world through rose-colored glasses sometimes.
Yeah.
But Marty, I don't want people who are listening to think, oh, this is threatening. This is, no, it was none of that. and he may have needed help. And I would not have had a problem helping. But then when I walked up to the counter, I saw him going line to line.
Do you remember what he was trying to get people to buy?
No, because what I did was I initially blocked it out. When I looked up and saw him hold it up and then nudge to my cart, I was like, no, bro, I can't help you. And then I totally blocked it out from that point on.
Here's the thing. There's no scenario where it doesn't make people uncomfortable. It just does. And if it's a little old lady, it's also intimidating. It just is. And I don't want to fill in the blanks here, but you did say that he went into several aisles where people were checking out, right?
Yes, at least two.
At least two. And you did say that the staff at Giant Eagle noticed this and didn't say anything.
I don't know, because he was at the back of each line. And he did it so smooth and like kind of, but it wasn't like he stuck out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he was fluent with it. Okay, went to one line, nobody said no, and he kept it quiet and moved on to the next one. So I don't even know if they noticed, because the cashiers were very busy at the
time.
Sure,
they're busy as hell.
Yes, sir.
If this is a new tactic, and by the way, I made Giant Eagle aware, because they don't accept this. There's no way in hell you can have people panhandling inside the store with products, coming up to you and saying, can you buy this for me? Number two, they got to tell their staff. Number three, they got to tell that guy, stop or you're going to jail. And they have to be assertive about it. That particular Giant Eagle, and didn't you say it closed early?
Oh, yes, it closed at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yes.
I'm going to venture to guess, because they have shrink problems. And I'm going to venture to guess that they have shrink problems at night where they don't have as much staff. Now, I'm asking these questions of Giant Eagle right now. These stores have a massive problem with theft. Patrick's wife, one of the best in the business in retail. This is a huge issue, is it not, Patrick? No audio. Patrick?
Yeah, it's a massive issue.
And in some of her stores, massive problem on a daily basis, right? Your wife's stores.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they see people, you know, stealing stuff all day long. Most of their stores, they have issues.
And some businesses say let them go because they've had people killed, employees killed.
Yeah.
Some businesses are trying to get...
They're not allowed to confront the people who are doing the stealing.
In fact, there have been employees fired for confronting people on theft because people have been hurt, shot, and killed. However, it's a massive, massive issue. And I know for a fact that particular Giant Eagle has a problem. And they're trying to wrap their arms around how to deal with this. This is the first time I've heard of aggressive panhandling inside the store while it's open. It's got to stop. Strawberry Way has been a cesspool of grime and filth and drug overdoses, a major problem for the city. In fact, so many people defecate on that street and urinate on that street. The city washes it down every single day. And they've promised to get rid of the homeless, but yet the problem never ends. Listen to this clip with Mad Max one-on-one with a homeless man who has moved in along Strawberry Way. Listen.
Here with my man Chiaka. Yes. I just met him, bought him some lunch, and he's going to tell me a little bit about himself.
This is something I wrote when I was in ACJ. Since I'm an artist, or rather I call myself a hartist, humanitarian environmental art reaching the street. I've been an artist all my adult life, as well as childhood. I have various skills, all self-taught, and practice daily. To describe my style, you could classify me as an outsider artist, meaning that I am self-taught and I've never been formally trained. Art for me is my life and purpose and gift to the world. I provided many businesses and individuals with my creations, paintings, and creating outside brings me an enormous joy and fulfillment, as well as inspiring and teaching onlookers.
All right, that's Mad Max along Strawberry Way yesterday. The guy was in jail, he's an artist, and he has literally moved in to Strawberry Way. Has he not, Max? He's moved in.
That's the story.
I guess he just got out of jail last week for a defying trespass charge or something. But yeah, so he told me, the story he's given me is the guy that works in that store in the corner commissioned him to paint some artwork or something, whether on the building or on the sidewalk or whatever. I don't know, but that's his story.
But he's homeless, Max, and he's camped out on Strawberry Way. Is he not?
That's a fact. And this guy, he went to Seattle for a stint. He was out there. I looked at his Facebook page. There's some information there. He was in Seattle for a while, and he befriended somebody out there, and the guy paid for a plane ticket back to Pittsburgh so he could see his family or something. But I don't know what the guy's story is. But he's been homeless probably for about 10, 15 years, it seems, according to social media.
And the city has no interest or plan to move him out, obviously?
I was told by him that somebody was going to come by and help him get out of there. I don't know if he's just blowing smoke or, you know, what the deal is. You got to take everything, you know, you get with a grain of salt.
Meanwhile, if he wants to use the public restrooms right down the street, we're now into a month where the city promised to fix them, and they're still broken, are they not, Max?
Right. So now, there are restrooms in the Smithfield Liberty Garage he could use. I don't know if he's aware of them, but yeah, that raises the question, where's this guy using the restroom if he's living on the street and there's no public restrooms at Mellon Square to use?
And why isn't the city moving him to a place where he can stay? Because they do have places, they claim, do they not, sir?
Right. And I asked him that question. I said, has anybody been by to talk to you about a shelter situation? You know, I'm sure there's plenty of places for you to go. But he didn't seem to have any desire to do that. He's kind of happy with his station where he is.
And Strawberry Way has been a horrible, horrible mess for Patrick. How many years, Patrick? Going back into COVID, brother. Right?
Oh, pre-COVID.
Max, there was a ministry there that drug addicts, and it was a horrible scenario. It was really bad then. Forced businesses to close. It's better now, though, isn't it, Max?
It's a lot better than what it was. And to your point, back when that was open, it was like Night of the Living Dead.
It was.
Every night, they would all congregate, and they were all zombied out. I mean, we're talking 6 dozen people,
yep,
all strung out.
Yep.
It was awful, awful.
It's why the hot dog joint moved, quite frankly. They ruined his business.
Yep. Yeah, Denny couldn't stand it. I mean, and rightly so. It was awful. He had people coming in, stealing the tip jar off his desk, grabbing sandwiches and running out.
Crapping in the doorway.
Every day he had to wash his doorway out. And it was just not a good situation.
And so now, right there where this all happened, this guy has moved in with no intention of moving along, right?
I mean, from what I gather from my brief interaction with him, that's what from all appearances, that's what it seems like.
Max, this is not a healthy new normal, is it, sir?
It's not.
Right.
And I kind of have, you know, with Trevin's story about Giant Eagle and the aggressive panhandling inside the store,
yep,
I have a similar situation in the coffee shop where I had friends visiting from out of town, and this woman approached me asking me to buy her a coffee in the coffee shop as I'm in line. I said no. And then she went to the next people up who happened to be my friend Paul. And he's a lot kinder than I am. He bought her a coffee.
And she didn't want to leave.
No, now she's a paying customer, right? So the cashier kind of side-eyed us. You know, she gave us a stink eye after he did that. Because now she's, you know, got her coffee and she's going to hang out in the coffee shop.
It's dangerous to allow this to settle in. This is no way to address the homeless crisis. The city's supposed to have people to engage him and have people to find him a place to stay. Let's do that, Pittsburgh. Come on, Sarah. You have 500 homes, you're telling us. I'm sure you have one for this very charming young man. Seemed like a nice guy, Max.
Yeah, he seemed, he didn't seem like he was under the influence. I didn't smell any alcohol or see
right,
any, evidence of drug use. He seemed to be, like you said, a charming person.
Matt Max, my brother, thanks, man. Truth to power.
You got it.
Cooking up something very, very engaging that I'm going to do with Max this week. We're going to show you something you've never seen before. It's going to scare you.
nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.